Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the Fan Run Studios, Cameron Black, Draven Fine, Hayden Wallen, Charlie Collier, back with us again on this rainy May 4th. May the 4th be with you. All that jazz. You know, the Star Wars people always love today. Kicking off the Cinco de Mayo celebrations tomorrow with some Star Wars.
Hey-o. What better way to get it going, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, come on. Chuck, Star Wars fan or no?
Absolutely not.
Oh, God. Don't tell me we're going to be... Oh, I know Hayden's not. So we're 0 for 3 on Star
Wars.
Yeah,
I'm not
really
a big Star Wars person either, actually.
You like Star Wars?
I love Star Wars,
the
man.
The way you and were talking about Mortal Kombat last week, I figured you probably just hated Star Wars.
Different animal, okay? Different animal. Mortal
same
Kombat
beast.
Is just...
Different animal, same beast.
No, Mortal Kombat's a little silly. Like, I get it. Star Wars is unrealistic, but my God, if you have this whole entire universe that you're creating and all the effort to put into
Whoa. Mortal Kombat had a multiverse, so don't get me there.
I respect Star Wars, but...
We can all admit Star Wars has a much deeper story than I would say Mortal Kombat. Like, come
my
on
my favorite
now.
Part of Star Wars is the little teddy bear looking guys.
Oh, the
Jabba the
Ewoks.
And the band that plays it. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I'm going to be honest. I don't even think I've seen all the Star Wars movies.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Have you seen any of them?
Yes. I haven't seen the ones that have came out in like the past like 5 years. I don't think I've seen the most recent ones.
It is an Ewok, by the way.
But I've seen some of those older ones.
Cute little bears.
And I saw a couple of the new ones. I saw the first time they had the hot chick, the Daisy Ridley chick. I saw that one, the first
chick?
One she was in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ray. They call her Ray.
Yeah, she was cool. Yeah, I liked her.
Those were pretty good. You know, there were
I saw
some
the first one she was in. I didn't
good.
See the rest, though. I just haven't really kept up with it. I've never been a big Star Wars guy. It always confuses people because people are like...
Whoa, confuses people.
People assume like with the Marvel stuff, they think it goes hand in hand, and I'm like, not really.
I assume that you probably love Star Wars.
Yeah, see, everybody thinks like it's you're like on the same nerd spectrum, I guess. And
nerd spectrum.
I don't know. I compartmentalize my interest, I guess.
That surprises
that
me. That really does. Star Wars, I mean, as you guys know, it's like one of the biggest... movie franchises like ever. I mean, honestly,
yeah,
that's why they're still making movies. What, when did the first one come out? 1980. I'm pretty sure the very first Star Wars came out, so they've been doing it for how long, Chuck?
That's a lot of math.
A
for
long
me
time.
I would
it's a long time.
41 years.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe
long
longer
time.
I can't math either. Some of those Star Wars fans are nuts though, man.
They scare me.
I guess it gets like that with almost any fan base though, but So there's some crazy
Even
Star Wars
kid,
people out there.
Like, you guys aren't buying lightsabers and swinging them around the backyard?
We
like,
had
come on now.
Oh, I did.
Okay, I was about to say.
Yeah,
like,
no, I enjoyed that, but not because it was anything with Star Wars, just because I like to swing
Yeah,
people.
I was like,
okay.
I get to hit
that
people.
That makes sense,
have
like,
a
I like
fight.
To hit people with many things.
Just anything you can get your hands on, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
More of it. It made me feel more like a samurai than anything.
Samurai. It's a Jedi, man. You're supposed to feel like a Jedi. You're supposed to be
felt like
moving things around with your hands and using the Force. You
the swords aspect. But yeah, I don't know. It just never did it for me, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'll go back and watch all of them one day.
You
Maybe
should.
I'll do it.
You really should, honestly. Hey, like, they are long. It's a process. Hayden's not seen
you
it.
You said
don't
you don't like them?
Hayden's not seen it.
Are you all right, buddy?
I'm kind of say a full knot.
Oh. That would make you a little tired.
I have two big exams today.
Oh, well, good luck.
I have one take-home exam that I did last night, and the dude said that he just emailed me back, and he's like, you only answered the first question.
After you filled the whole thing out?
Did you only answer the first question?
No, it's like a 10-page essay. So now I'm confused.
But did you answer the other questions, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, it's like clearly labeled, like my answers to the other two questions. And so now I'm wondering, can he only see the first question on my submission?
My mic's not even on. Okay, so.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you're my.
Start over, Hayden. Okay, start over.
Oh,
all
my
way,
goodness. What a great start to
pretty
the
much
show.
I stayed up all night.
Yeah.
Took a little cat nap this morning for like 2 hours.
Little cat nap.
I have two exams tonight, and I did one take. I pretty much stayed up all night last night writing this one take home exam that's like pretty much in essay questions. And I wrote 10 pages, and the dude emailed me this morning, the professor, and he was like, "You only answered the first question with like question marks." So now I don't know if he just can't see my other answers somehow, or if, or like what he even means.
Maybe he thinks that you just answered the only the first question, but with just 10 pages worth of information.
I was going to say, it sounds like your essay just sucked.
Like maybe it's just so
unclear.
Might
be right.
You know what, Hayden? I think you did a great job, and don't let them bring you down, because I believe in you and your brain.
You got this, Hayden.
And you're going to do great on this.
Whoa, we finish after this, Hayden? We done, or what?
I have one tomorrow.
Okay.
Jeez.
And you're going to do great on that, too.
Probably not.
No, I believe in you.
I just need like a 70-something. So.
You're all the way done, Draven?
I'm all the way done. Yes, sir. Right there at the finish line.
Love to see it. Love to see it. But yeah, May 4th, out here in the weather. I thought the April showers brought May flowers, but it looks like we're getting May showers. So now I don't understand anything anymore. My life is a lie. But we'll come back on the other side, and we'll hit y'all with the story of the day. We'll just kind of see what we have for that. And, yeah, stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Are you in a financial hole that you can't get out of? Are debt collectors harassing you every day? Hi, I'm Jerry Givens, and I'm here to help. Stop the letters, stop the harassing calls. Get your peace of mind back and stop living in fear. Contact me today to set up a free, no-obligation consultation. And together, we will get your debt under control or even eliminated. Call me at 865-801-9255.
All right, back in the Fan Run Studios. I didn't even ask you guys how you guys are doing today.
Wow. Cold.
Are you guys doing all right?
Doing good.
Hanging in there.
Doing good.
Okay.
Absolutely amazing.
Look at that.
Love to hear it.
Love the positivity.
We kind of already know where Hayden's at. Okay.
Thumbs down.
But okay.
Two thumbs down,
okay.
Probably.
Just checking. Had to check. Had to make
how
sure.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Weather's not good. The weather always gets me down a little bit.
Well,
and it kept waking me. It woke me up.
The rain is healing the earth as we speak.
We did need the rain. Positive. We did need the rain, but I also didn't need to be woken up at 6 a.m. because thunderstorms.
Do we need a rain? I know people say that like, oh, we need a rest. Like, does it really affect my life? Like, does it really help me? Like, I get it's helping the plants or whatever. But
actually, I think there's like some local flooding in the mid-state and here. So maybe we don't need the rain, actually.
Oh, well. Well, it's here. But anybody have a story of the day? What do y'all think story of the day in the sports world is, I guess?
Story of the day is I've been here for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes and mm-hmm. not one compliment on the haircut. And I'm not that kind of guy that's usually like, you know, dying for attention or anything. But I was just a little surprised. Just, you know, three guys, you guys all just sitting here kind of looking at me.
Looking
you know,
for the boys.
Not
support.
Noticing. Yeah, you know, I just thought maybe even a little comment from Hayden like, hey, Draven, nice haircut, you know, could have. Definitely got, you know, a little bit of a boost. So that's kind of what's on my mind.
Yeah, I will say
honest.
I put it more on your teammate. I mean, y'all are a team.
That is true. You know, I expect a little bit more. It also brought me to, you know, what is the – I was thinking about this after the haircut. I was thinking about this earlier today mm-hmm. as well. What are the best and worst compliments you can get after getting your haircut, after seeing somebody? Because I got back to my apartment, Hayden. And, you know, my roommate, we're usually just, you know, being hard on each other, kind of making fun of each other, whatever type of relationship we have. But still, you know, I walked in. I actually had my hood on. It was raining outside, Chuck. So take the hood off, got the haircut, and, you know, not a great reaction. He just kind of, like, looked at me, kind of had, like, a little grin on his face, like, and then he just kind of, like, a little giggly, like, nice haircut. Then, like, hee-hee-hee. I was like, so is it a nice haircut? Is it, are you making fun of me? Like, what's going on? So it made me think, like, what is, like, the worst kind of compliment you can get. For a haircut.
I think that one's pretty bad.
I was about to say, that made me was like, I feel like, wow, very self-conscious.
If they laugh, that's probably a pretty bad compliment. I think also if they throw you the little backhanded, like, wow, it's like crazy that you would try that. Or like, wow, you know, it's
no, cool. Yeah.
Like,
just
yeah.
Like, stuff like that. Like,
how'd you decide on that haircut?
Oh, yeah.
That's one.
That's tough.
Well, you
that
really
one
went
get
for
you.
It. Yeah. Nice.
Nice.
Somebody like you going through something? You good? Had to do hair change? Like,
honestly, I didn't notice you got your hair cut. And you even told me yesterday you were going to get your hair cut. We talked about it.
I think I mentioned it. Yeah. Maybe.
And then I don't even notice a difference. I don't remember what your hair looked like if it didn't look like that right now.
What he's saying is we just don't pay a lot of attention to you.
Okay, that's fair.
Well, with hair, unless it's really great. Long or really Thanks. Short, it all looks the exact same to me at all times.
Is that true? You think?
It is.
Especially, I mean, for guys' hair, too, especially, I feel like, just because, you know, we get little trims here or there, nothing dramatic.
Mm-hmm. Like, with, like, girls, too, if their hair is to their shoulders.
I guess that's true,
or
too,
shorter,
yeah.
Like, it's all just the same length to me. Mm-hmm. And if it's past okay. their shoulders all the way down to, like, their butt, like, all that's the same length to me.
Okay, pretty big ranges there.
Like, it's just either hair. Long hair or short hair, and it just all looks the
okay.
same.
Okay. Well, makes sense. Nice haircut, Draven.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'm probably gonna say a story today is Russell Westbrook. Guy's an animal. Like a 20 assists, 21 rebounds, 24 assists game as the Wizards are really trying to make the playoffs. Scored 154 points yesterday.
Woo! Hope y'all bet
Westbrook
the over on that game.
Defense, but they have fun.
Yeah, but there's only been 20 rebound, 20 assist games in NBA history. Russell Westbrook now has two of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little unreal that he's still continuing to do that. And I think a lot of people have kind of forgotten he was even around to an extent because he was just over there in Washington. And, you know, nobody really thinks about the Wizards. Nobody cares about the Wizards.
He proclaimed himself last night the second best point guard in NBA history.
Behind Magic?
I don't remember who he said he was behind.
I would assume he would say behind Magic.
Yeah, I mean,
Pistol
I don't.
Pete.
Maybe. Yeah, but, I think Russell Westbrook also, he's kind of realizing he's not getting a lot of attention. What did he say? He had a quote, a couple weeks ago, a week or two ago, that he was like, you know, appreciate the greatness, like, while I'm here, basically saying, like, I know I'm great, blah, blah, blah. So I think he's kind of realizing, like, hey, nobody really cares anymore. But, like, I don't know, Chuck, should we care? Should we care about Russell Westbrook doing this?
I think we should. I think he's one of my favorite players in the league. I think he is a very special player. Obviously a future Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever play, and we should be appreciating him more. And unlike most superstars, he's the guy that gives it to you at the highest level of intensity possible every night. He's missed two games this year. Like, we got LeBron resting for a big game against Denver, just coming off of missing 20 games. And like, we have a lot of stars that do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook never does that. He gives everything he has for his team. He's one of the most competitive players we've seen, and I love that. I love watching him. He's a dog.
And I mean, he's put up historic numbers, and it's unreal. And then, like you said, it's kind of just going under the radar because he kind of just disappeared in Washington.
If he scored 20 last night, he would have had, I think, the first 2020 triple-double ever.
That wouldn't surprise me.
But
at
one point, he was on pace to break the assist record too. He was sitting at 20 in the third quarter.
Yeah, no, he was at I think like 14 and 11 at halftime. Like he was rolling.
Chuck, but the thing is, you're telling me all this, and you're right. Like, great competitor, great athlete, like fun to watch, triple doubles, great stats, all that. Then why do people don't care? Why is the verdict out on Russell Westbrook? Because nobody cares. He's right. We're all right. Like, nobody's been watching Washington because of Russell Westbrook. Nobody cares. The verdict is out on Russell.
Well, I think people lost it.
We should be watching Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook play together. And they should be better than they are, too.
Oh, I mean, they've won 13 out of their last 16 games.
They are better.
Now they're rolling now, but, like, they started so bad early in the season that, obviously, you know, people forgot about them, stuff like that. But I also think Russell Westbrook kind of, you know, hurt himself when, like, you know, in Oklahoma City – you couldn't win with Durant, and then you end up being there by yourself, and you can't elevate the team at all.
I thought he kind of won that just a little bit because people were like, hey, KD, big bad guy, joining the the team you can't beat, yada, yada. And they're like, hey, Russ, he's the guy, man. Stick with Oklahoma City. Yeah. Get those triple-doubles, man. Yeah. I thought he was still the winner there.
But I think people kind of labeled him as a guy that can't elevate the team, can't leave him on his own, stuff like that. And they're like, wow, he couldn't even do it with KD. And then obviously, KD became the bad guy when he left. But then Russell was still just in Oklahoma City, and you know they weren't worth anything.
So close though.
Yeah, I know they did. They did, and I think that would have changed his legacy a lot if they would have won that championship.
Wizards.
And then you know, obviously he went to Oklahoma. He stayed in Oklahoma City, didn't do anything there. Rockets. You know, everybody thought that was going to be a dream team that way. That didn't work out either. So I think they kind of there's just like a stigma around Russell Westbrook now that like he's not. He's just an empty stats guy is what I think a lot of people think he is. Even though it's on a historic level, I think a lot of people label him as an empty stats guy.
Maybe he'll make
similar
a run.
To Beal.
Run as a 10 seed this year.
Yeah, right.
They're three games up on the Raptors with seven left to play.
So they pretty much 10 seeds just about
Yeah, they should
out,
get
huh?
the 10 seed. Yeah. They should get in this play-in game, and you know, you never know from there. But
Hornets, Cavs, Hawks twice, Pacers, Raptors, Bucks.
Listen – who cares? Even if they get out of the playing game, whatever, they're going to get swept by the Nets or the 76ers. Let's be honest. They're not getting out of the
first round.
And
that's why people wouldn't care about Russell Westbrook, because something like that would happen.
And that's also my thing.
I bet
they
take at least two games if they get there.
Maybe. Maybe Russell Westbrook goes off, whatever. I could see it, but again, they're not going to win that first round matchup. And that's another thing. Like, how many times has Russell Westbrook got out of the first round? Like, honestly. Like
it's not great.
Like you get Paul George, you can't do anything. You get James Harden, you can't do anything. You even get Bradley Beal. And in the East, that you have the New York Knicks. That's the fourth best team in the East. The New York Knicks,
well,
who have been terrible for
the
past
name.
5, 6 years, 7 years. Like they can't even be a playoff team. Like I mean, if we had a regular playoffs, they're not even sniffing the playoffs. They're what two, three games out right now. Like that's my thing as well. Like. There's at some point these stats have to result into something, right?
I mean, yeah, exactly. But when he was, I don't know, when he was in OKC and when he was in Houston, like they were winning. They were top five.
They weren't winning
in the West.
As much as they should.
They were getting to.
And I get the West
like,
is competitive,
the second or
but
third round of the playoffs consistently.
Is that good enough with James Harden and Russell Westbrook? Is that good enough for the second best point guard of all time, technically, the way he's talking?
I mean, I don't know. There are just so many good teams and so many superstars that they're just going to be superstars that don't get the playoff results that you would like to see from them because others are getting them. There's just too many. There's going to be guys left out. But I don't think that diminishes his accomplishments or diminishes the fact that we should appreciate what he's doing. I mean, four years where he's averaged a triple-double, that is unheard of.
Yeah, no, I think you should appreciate, you know, he's putting up historic numbers. But, yeah, I think in the grand scheme of things, just, you know, especially the casual fans, if he's not out there winning anything, they don't care. They don't care. Like, you know, there's obviously diehard Russell Westbrook fans out there that, you know, probably watch every single game he plays, but yeah. – The most people, and, you know, nobody's watching Washington is the other thing, too. It's just,
I mean,
he's gotten buried by being in Washington now.
They're not the smallest brand in the world. They were just terrible all year. That's the problem.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not like they're, you know, people wouldn't watch Washington if they were a playoff team. They're a 5 or 6
yeah,
seed
absolutely.
Or whatever, but just because they're terrible, that's why they're not on TV. And also, like, compare Russell Westbrook to some of the other, like, great point guards of the last, you know, decade or so. Like, we really putting him on the same level as, like, Steph Curry, even close? Like, he's not close to Steph Curry, Chuck.
Probably not. No. He's close. You can't say not close. Like, yeah, I'd take Steph over Russ, obviously, but, I mean, you can't say he's not close. And look, Steph's trying to do it by himself right now, and he's an 8 seed. Like, that's better than the Wizards, sure, but it's not like he's exactly doing anything spectacular either. Besides statistical anomalies.
Russ has got Bradley Beal. He's always had a star. He's always had a sidekick or he's the sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
Never works out. It's not worked out once. Not once.
That's the stigma with him. Is he
since when? They're 3-1 lead on Golden State? When was that?
Oof.
6 years ago? 7 years ago?
Yeah,
like it's
a
been a long
ago.
Time.
I'm not saying it's worked out. I'm just saying like Russ is still a dog. We should still appreciate him.
Fair enough. Mm. We'll appreciate him, I guess, but he's not winning anything. All right, we'll switch gears on the other side. We got a former NFL quarterback slamming Aaron Rodgers.
Amen.
So we'll get to that after the break. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
In 1934, Knoxville TVA employees credit. So leave me. Cause of what they think.
Did y'all see what Terry Bradshaw said about Aaron Rodgers?
Uh-oh. Veteran quarterbacks getting their opinions out.
You know those old heads aren't afraid to talk the talk. Terry Bradshaw basically came out and called Aaron Rodgers weak.
Weak?
For this whole situation.
Wow.
He basically said, he was talking about Aaron Rodgers being upset with his issues with the GM and being mad at Jordan Love as the draft pick, stuff like that. And Terry Bradshaw basically said, him being upset shows me how weak he is. Who the hell cares who you draft? He's a 3-time MVP in the league, and he's worried about the guy that he drafted last year at number one? He said he understands that, he doesn't know what's being said behind closed doors, yada, yada, yada. But he goes on, and he's like, and for him to be upset, my God, I don't understand that. Pittsburgh drafted Mark Malone number one, Cliff Stout in the third or fourth round. I have him coming at me from all angles. I embraced it because we went to practice. I wasn't worried about those guys. They didn't scare me a bit, so I don't understand why he's so upset at Green Bay.
Well, furthermore, that's how Aaron Rodgers ended up on the Packers, was them having an MVP-caliber quarterback and drafting one in the first round.
And Rodgers sat out for, what, 2 years?
Yeah, and
right?
Dude,
about 2 years?
You're Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Dude, Jordan Love isn't taking your spot. There's nothing to be worried about.
Yeah, if you're as good as you think you are, you should not be concerned. That's a fair point. Here's basically what Bradshaw kept going here. So basically, then they asked him about the report that Rodgers won't return to the team if his GM basically is the same GM is still there. He said he's apparently prepared to stage a holdout or even retire if this condition isn't met. And Bradshaw responded to that with, are you kidding me? Really? Aaron, that's where this is? Here's what I would do. I wouldn't budge. Let him gripe. Let him cry. Retire. You are 37. Go ahead and retire. See you later.
Exactly.
I'm really strong about stuff like that. It just makes him look weak. How dare you draft somebody? Obviously, he doesn't need the money. Probably should just retire and go to Jeopardy. Either he gives in or Green Bay doesn't give in. Move on. So, Bradshaw is basically letting it fly on Aaron Rodgers. He thinks Aaron Rodgers is basically in the wrong in this situation, is what it seems like.
I completely agree. The Packers' standpoint, his standpoint on what the Packers should be thinking, that is completely true, man. Like, this isn't Deshaun Watson. This isn't a 25-year-old star quarterback with 10, 12 years of pretty damn good football left in him. Aaron Rodgers has, well, we've talked about this, what? 3 years, max?
3 to 5.
I mean, in 5 years is a stretch. Like we said, he's not Tom Brady. We don't know if he's got the same health regimen as Tom Brady or the same work ethic as Tom Brady. I think Aaron Rodgers is great, but I don't know if he has that dedication. And so, if I'm Green Bay, yeah, see ya, bro. Like, we're going to hold out for a guy that, again, was what, Chuck, 1-4 in NFC Championship games? Like, the guy that can't really even get you over the hump, the guy that's crying about weapons after having the best wide receiver in the NFL for the last 2-3 years? Like, what are we talking about?
I mean, I think that Aaron Rodgers is just a whiny series of words that I can't say on radio. He drives me insane. If I was the Packers, I'd call his bluff. Terry Bradshaw spoke nothing but truth. I mean, how are you going to complain about your offense, like you said, when you have Devontae Adams, when you have Aaron Jones and a stable of good running backs behind him.
A good offensive line. They've had a good offensive line since he was there.
Yeah, when you have a good offensive line that is young and in the interior and will be good for a while. And, you know, I get, okay, so you're upset that you haven't drafted, you know, offensive players much in the first round. That is not uncommon for teams that have elite quarterbacks, because when you have an elite quarterback, he elevates the play of those around him to a point where you can afford to draft guys in the second or third that you like and that you've scouted that you think, you know, have better value than where you're picking them, and just trust that Aaron Rodgers can elevate their play.
Yep.
Like Devontae Adams, like Aaron Jones,
mm-hmm.
like Elton Jenkins in the interior of their line. I mean, you don't see other quarterbacks complaining about not getting enough weapons in the first round.
And, Cam, I would just absolutely guarantee, I would guarantee that if their defense is just absolutely terrible, because their defense hasn't been, I mean, it's not been great. It's not been bad.
It hasn't been great. It's lost some games in the past few years.
I mean, you know, Kevin King was more than anything in the Buccaneers game. But either way, like, if they're not drafting these defensive players, because they got some good young defensive players, they got some guys in the secondary, they got a decent pass rush with the Smith brothers on each edge. They're not actual brothers, but still. And, like, he'd be complaining about that then. It'd be, oh, the defense isn't good enough. Oh, they haven't drafted any defensive guys. Oh, well, you know, we can't stop anybody. It's always shootouts. Aaron has to carry him. He has to come up clutch. Then that's the narrative. Then that's the story. It's like one way or another, I just don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be happy.
Yeah,
simple as that.
It just kind of goes back to, like, I think everybody kind of knows he's always been kind of egotistical, stuff like that. And, you know.
The whole family situation. Yeah, like, the whole brother situation. Like,
the guy doesn't talk to his family. You think he's going to just casually have good relations with everybody in the NFL all the time? Eh.
You just can't keep giving him into everything that he demands because he's never actually going to be happy. You know, he's toxic. He wanted Mike McCarthy gone, you get rid of him.
Exactly.
Now he wants the GM gone, you get rid of him. What, he's probably going to ask for LaFleur gone next, and then it's never going to end. And you can't just let him run your team. You have to have some sort of standards. Like, yeah, he's your franchise guy. You know what? His input should be valued. His input should be received, and you should be able to give in places that you agree and, you know, maybe take what he wants into consideration, but you can't just at a whim do whatever he tells you.
Yeah, no, there's definitely things they could be doing better from their end. Like, obviously, like, we kind of referenced how the teams, like, let Andy Dalton know, let Brady know when they're drafting quarterbacks, yada, yada, yada. And it seems like they always leave Aaron Rodgers in the dark in those kind of situations, which, obviously, I feel like, you know, they could do a lot better job with that. And I feel like Aaron Rodgers probably isn't communicating excellent either. It usually goes both ways and stuff like this. And now there's this rift here. And now everybody's trying to figure out what they're going to do and, you know, what the next step is in this situation. But it's getting tough, and I think there's plenty of people that I think are sitting, lying, and waiting and, you know, hoping this blows up so they all have their shot at Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, Denver's one of those teams that seems to really be sitting there hoping.
There you go, Aaron. Let's go to Denver since, they're really ready for contention, huh?
Yeah, they got weapons. Honestly, they got a pretty good roster.
I'm not buying that.
They got a pretty good roster.
Why not, Draven?
I'm not a big believer that the Broncos are just a quarterback away from winning a Super. Like, their defense wasn't very good. Your best defensive player is coming off a torn ACL. Bradley Chubb, also second-best defensive player, has been injured both years.
Their defense was very good.
Their defense was pretty solid.
When healthy. Their offense, Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick, Jerry Jeudy, Noah Fant, a good offensive line.
Melvin Gordon.
Running backs.
They have a good roster. I think Aaron Rodgers is
it that much better than
be
Green
Bay?
Like, is it that much better? I would say defense. I mean, maybe
it's
slightly
not,
better.
It's
offense
defense
about
better.
The same.
It's not better than Green Bay's. There are very few rosters better than Green Bay's, which makes it all the sillier that he's upset with their GM when he's built such a great roster. Like, yeah, they could use a second receiver. That's what Green Bay needs, and honestly, they don't really have many other holes besides that. Maybe like a second middle linebacker and a second receiver. There are very, very few teams with a better roster than the Packers, quarterback removed. So, I think he's going to also realize that if they do give in to his demands, that grass is not always greener.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see how
Just real quick, look at Brett Favre, right? I mean, he had his whole little debacle. Everybody thought, oh, he's going to go somewhere and do something. I mean, pretty disappointing. He got to what? The NFC Championship game with Minnesota, threw the interception to end his career on. Another interception that lost him the game. Like,
messed
that was tough.
The Jets for a little bit. Harassed some reporters.
What a disaster that Jets run was. What a disaster. Yeah.
Well, did y'all hear what was all supposedly one of the final straws in the Aaron Rodgers being upset saga?
I don't think I did. What was
basically, it was the release of teammate Jake Kumerow. I don't know if y'all remember him.
Not even a little bit.
Yep, he was a receiver out of Wisconsin Whitewater.
He had long hair, right? Had long hair, number 16.
Yep.
Kumerow, I think it's Kumerow, right?
Kumerow. Yeah, Kumerow.
Yeah.
So a guy that, you know, bounced around the league a little bit. He was an undrafted free agent in 2015 for the Bengals. He spent a 2-week stint with the Patriots. And then he landed at the Packers, I think it was before week 17 of 2017. He made the roster 2018, but was on injured reserve for, you know, that and came back for the final five games of the year. And then was their fourth or fifth receiver in the 2019 year. and was trying to get that similar role in 2020 before he was cut. It's nuts because he only had 20 catches for 322 yards and 2 touchdowns in his career.
Aaron Rodgers is mad about this guy. He's mad that he's not on the team. Is that what you're telling me right now?
Yep. Apparently that was one of those things.
Jake Kumerow is not on the team, and Aaron Rodgers is mad about that? Really?
There's a quote from Aaron Rodgers in September 3rd of 2020 where he said, Jake has been such a solid performer for us the last couple of years. I love his reliability. I think he's a fantastic steady player. He's very, very heady on and off the field. So obviously Rodgers was a fan of the guy, even though he's only had 20 catches and 322 yards and 2 touchdowns.
That's straight.
In the 21 games he played for the Packers.
That's just picking a fight. That's when you're married and you guys are already mad at each other, and you find one little tiny detail that just sets you over the top, and that's when you start bickering, picking another fight. That's exactly what he's doing.
Apparently, obviously Rodgers has been clamoring for more involvement in personnel decisions the past few years. And so this one apparently kind of drove him crazy a little bit because they released him the day after he made that public statement praising him. So he was a little upset at that. And apparently, they described it, this quote is, described a little bit of a death knell in the relationship at that point.
So, it wasn't as much about Kumerow as it was about Rodgers and his pride.
It was everything building up, pretty much. He was already upset. He wanted more personnel decisions. This is a guy he wanted to still be on the roster, and they cut him without saying anything to him. And, after he had just came out and, praised the guy. I think he feels like the GM could have, saw that quote and been like, okay, maybe we should keep this guy around. He's cheap. He was a cheap. It's not like he's breaking the bank or anything.
Yeah, but it's a roster spot.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough.
You need that.
Right.
I mean, fair enough. But also, if Rodgers wants him as, one of those 4 or 5 receivers, is there another, fifth receiver necessarily?
Lazard's.
Yeah.
St. Brown. Scantling.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a ton. Obviously, the receiver depth goes away, after Devontae Adams pretty much. There's names we recognize just because they're out there. Mm. But it's not like they got an elite receiving core behind Adams out there. And it's just one of those things where Rodgers wants, in on the personnel decisions. And it was just something they left him in the dark about again. And, he liked the guy as a player. And, he kind of just burned some more bridges there, it seemed like.
There was a report that Aaron Rodgers was really interested in the Raiders specifically. Dude, they are run horribly.
Yeah, I don't know why.
They
that
just
was
blew
the
up their
under.
Offensive yes. line.
They,
like,
yeah, they blew up their offensive line.
Questionable they first round draft pick.
You want to talk about messing up drafts and being mad with your GM for that. This is 2 years in a row they've drafted someone in the first round that has not been on anyone else's top 40.
And Wallard and Ruggs, past that. I mean, Jacobs, past that. What's their weapons? Who's their second
and
receiver
is Ruggs
right now?
Even really,
Renfro?
Ruggs was inconsistent at
yeah,
best.
Yeah, it was solid at times, though, but yeah.
It's not like that defense is anything special. It's
not. They're trying to build
average
up.
To below
yeah,
average.
I'm not sure
anything.
Why.
And Gruden,
that team's
I'm sure, is
going to
piss him off.
I could see him and Gruden being best buds.
I could see
you
him.
Think so?
I could see them getting really mad at each
I
other.
I could see them being best buds.
They just seem both such big personalities.
But
I don't think that would mesh well.
Though. I feel like
yeah.
I feel like Gruden would be like, oh, Aaron, you gotta take a break from this Jeopardy stuff to learn that new Spider Y Banana play that I'm installing.
Yeah, I'm not sure why the Raiders were on his list of teams he had, for his wish list, but I think Denver would have been a decent spot, and I can't remember the other team that was on there.
I think the team that you go for is the Browns. That would make the most sense. They have one of the only rosters better.
What do you
than
do with Baker, though? You can't just let Baker sit a year. You getting rid of Baker?
I'm getting rid of Baker, yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you were the Browns, you could get
Baker's
Aaron Rodgers for a couple
Baker's
years.
Like
you'd
a
take that shot to win a title.
That's pretty much the Cavaliers scenario, huh? Just win this one championship
yeah,
and then
I mean,
probably
yeah,
be terrible for the rest
and
of our
you're
existence,
good, though.
Which is what the Cavs
broke
are about to do, yeah.
I mean, yeah, Baker's, a tier 2 quarterback.
Yeah.
And if they have a roster where if you threw a tier 1 quarterback on it, would be very capable of winning Super Bowl. So maybe you would just go for it.
You think they would do that, though?
Because
I think they like Baker.
It would be pretty hard to win a Super Bowl with Baker, I feel like. You can get close, but I think to win it, it'll be pretty difficult.
We'll see. Browns have a really good roster, so we'll see there. It was the 49ers was the other team that Aaron Rodgers was kind of considering on his list. Another team with a really good roster and, You know, some people think it is a quarterback away of, right. of, you know, taking that step. Obviously, they've made it in the recent years with Jimmy Garoppolo. So, you would think Aaron could elevate you to being in that same position. But we'll catch a break. We got some other, another quarterback in the NFL with a questionable future that we haven't talked about in a while. And we'll kind of touch on him on the other side. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is an important part of your family, and when he or she is ill, you want the best medical care available. The vets and staff at Admiral Vet are ready to provide your pet with cutting-edge veterinary medical care. From wellness exams and vaccines to advanced diagnostics and complex surgical procedures, your dog, cat, or ferret will receive high-quality care at Admiral Vet. Located at 204 North Watt Road, give them a call, 865-675-1833. That's Admiral Vet. And online at admiralvet.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Malone at Knoxville Smiles. You know, a lot's changed in the past 25 years that I've been a dentist here in East Tennessee. There's been so many advances in the way that we treat patients. We've got the availability of clear aligners and minimally invasive dentistry, but we still work.
All right. Deshaun Watson hasn't really been in the news lately. But, you know, obviously we had the NFL draft this past weekend, stuff like that. And it seems like a lot of NFL people, a lot of people in NFL circles think Watson's career is done in Houston. Obviously, Houston drafted Davis Mills in the with their 67th pick in the draft. It was their first pick they had in the draft. Obviously, because they had traded all their picks for all this other stuff, they've made in the past few years. So the first time they were selected was at 67, and they went quarterback. And so basically, Adam Schefter was kind of talking to it. Somebody was interviewing him, asking him his thought process was on Davis Mills and Watson and stuff like that. And he said, when referencing the Texans, he said, they could say it's the best player on the board or whatever they want, but the fact of the matter is there are people in league circles who believe Deshaun Watson will not play this season. There are some people who believe his career in Houston is over, and the Texans know they face a tremendous amount of quarterback uncertainty, which is why they used a third-round pick on Davis Mills. So, you know, obviously now they have a quarterback room. It's got Watson, Tyrod Taylor, Ryan Finley, and now Davis Mills. You're not going to take four quarterbacks into a season. Most teams would not, obviously. Y'all think Watson's going to be on this roster come start of the season?
Go ahead.
I think he's probably going to end up on the commissioner's list.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is not suspended necessarily, but not eligible either. It's like, hey, you might have done something. We're still figuring it out. Mm-hmm. Can't play until we know. But,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, with the drafting of Davis Mills, it certainly indicates that they think that they're having to try to move in a different direction. I would consider them the favorite to be the worst team in the league for a considerable amount of time now.
Yeah, Watson's not playing for that team. Yeah, the rest of their roster is not great at all. So
they didn't even have a second-round draft.
Yeah, they destroyed their team. I mean, Bill O'Brien and company burned it to the ground.
Yeah, no, they really did on the way out. And then now this is happening, and you didn't think it would get worse, but it is getting worse for that roster. And I definitely lean the direction that I think either he's going to be suspended or some sort of situation where he's not suiting up, at least in the first half of the year for the Texans. And I would lean the whole year, honestly. And
because, I mean,
from there, like, what do you do? Do you trade him somewhere? Like, what team's going to casually be like, yeah, we'll take your sex offender over here. Yeah, send him over.
2.5-3 months ago, you had teams that would have given you – many, many, many first rounders and anything else you would have asked for.
Yeah. Oh,
now,
yeah. They missed out.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. Like Carolina was willing to sell the entire farm.
McCaffrey and like four first rounders for Deshaun Watson.
They were going to sell everything for Watson, and Texas obviously turned that down. And, you know, we're not trading our guy. And then this stuff comes out, and now you're like, oof.
How many,
should have taken that.
How many years was Michael Vick suspended from Atlanta? Or how many years did he, was it 2 years he missed?
He missed two years? Yeah.
He was in jail for a while, wasn't he?
Right.
Yeah, he missed
I didn't know if he missed 1 year or 2 years.
Yeah, I want to say it was like a, an 18-month sentence or something like that. Yeah. He missed like, he missed, when was it? Because, like, we drafted Matt Ryan in 08, and I think he didn't play. I think he played in 06. So I think he missed 07, 08. Yeah, 07,
08, and it was 09.
He missed 07, 08. He came back in 09 against Philadelphia.
Okay. It's Davis Mills, which the Texans' Matt Ryan. Did you see, he's only, Davis Mills has only ever liked one tweet in the history of his Twitter. And the tweet is just, girls over 5'10 saying, I need cuddles. Nah, fam, you need to run this wheel route. We're down by 7. And that's just the only thing that Davis Mills has ever
liked.
He's
dedicated to the game.
That's what that shows, man.
He's always focused on football.
Right. He's off Twitter. Hey, more power
to
him. He's not
going to be in the massage parlor.
Saying all social media. More power to him, man. Yeah. Maybe he's not just not liking stuff, but still. Could you see a similar scenario there here for Deshaun Watson? Just pretty much get suspended for a year. I would say 2 years.
I don't think any of these cases have shifted to the criminal courts yet.
No, I don't think so.
I think there's still a bunch of civil cases.
Still, man, I mean, with all these cases, I mean, it's going to be a long time before this gets sorted out, right? I mean, it's going
to
be.
And even though they keep trying to dispute some of the stuff, like, I haven't seen anything from the lawyers in a while, so I don't know what they're doing behind the scenes right now. But as much as you try to dispute this stuff, it's still going to hang over your head, man. And there's no way I don't think he's going to be able to discredit 22 accusations. Numbers are adding up, man. Like, one or two, and you have some, like, some evidence to show that they're probably not telling the truth or could not be telling the truth. People may give you the benefit of the doubt, but when it's 22 people, you're like, hey, buddy, don't feel great about your side of this story. So
my bigger question for this also is, like, I think we're all pretty much in agreements, right? We don't think he's going to play this year, I would say. I mean, or at least the majority of the year. Even if he does play, like, nobody's going to trade for him. So he's going to be with the Texans. He's not going to even really want to play this year because they're going to be terrible. Even if he does come back, they're going to be 2-8, 2-9 halfway through the season, whatever. So just, he's probably not going to play at all. Like, do we think he's going to come back and be the same player, the same athlete? Because, man, like, this has got to be a lot on the plate here, right? You're dealing with all these court stuff. You're also having to try to refocus, get back into football. Are you going to be in Houston or not weighing on your head? I just feel like it's so much, man, that I don't know if he's going to come back the same. Because, I mean, you could make the case that he was, what, second or third best quarterback in the NFL? Like, you could possibly make
that
argument.
Easy
there, I'm just saying, people can make the argument that he is right there with Lamar, Patrick Mahomes. He's right in that same conversation with the young great quarterbacks. I'm just saying, Chuck, in a top three, in a top five,
he's somewhere in there. He's a top level. Okay.
Yeah, he's a top level quarterback.
Will he come back the same? Is my question.
My thing is, I can't really think of any huge names that are this level of talent, this in their prime as he is, that have . Outside, obviously, we mentioned Vic, but that was
a little different, I think, because
he actually had to go to, jail and prison. But,
right,
this being a civil case, they're not, Watson's not going to actually, serve any time or anything like that. But I do think he'll get suspended, and it's a matter, because then you get to the point and you're like, well, what do you do? Like, do you try to get somebody to trade for him for, obviously, a lot cheaper now at this point? Do you just cut him and see?
You think that would completely just debunk the value? Because, let's say he does get through this year. He sits out all year. He comes back the next year, the next offseason. Our team's going to be still trading for him. And then the next question would be, does the value change in that just because he sat out a year?
I would trade for him.
I think there's still going to be a market.
I'd throw him a third. I'd ask him right now, hey, you guys want a second rounder for Deshaun Watson? I'll risk a second rounder to get a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, see, I think there's still going to be a market there. I just think at the same time, people aren't going to offer you as much because they'll be we're doing you a service taking off this bad look of your franchise. We're getting him out of there for you.
And you're at least getting something in return instead of cutting.
In this current climate, though, anyone could actually trade for Deshaun Watson without getting torn to pieces.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I mean, yeah, and that's why I think the price tag is going to be so much lower. People be like, and you would market it as, hey, we think we have the right culture here, we have the right locker room to try to rehabilitate this guy.
But then again, Cam, anything like that.
Those are all the stuff you can say in the media and make it sound like you're doing the right thing here, but.
He's not currently suspended, obviously, and OTAs and whatever else, start up in the next month or two.
But then again, think about...
But he was already going to hold out from him because he wanted to be traded.
It just becomes a real weird situation.
Now he doesn't have any leverage to demand a trade either because there's not a trade market for him.
But there's just no way
he
still stays in Houston.
I don't know. Is he going to, like, if he's not suspended, will he even play? I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, it becomes tough, and it's pretty really going to put some strain on his career. And, you know, obviously he's about to probably miss a year worth of his prime, and, you know, you kind of go from there and see if you can build the bridges back either in Houston or if, you know, you have to move on somewhere else and, you know, can still be all right.
What great luck us Titans fans have. I mean, how often do you just get a team in your division with a franchise quarterback that looks like a perennial contender?
Circle L off, Chuck. I mean, you lose a perennial franchise quarterback, and then in that division, you also gain one. So, circle L off.
We'll see about
circle L off.
We'll see about
Trevor. Actually, you might have gained. I'm feeling good too, Chuck. You might have gained two. Actually,
I'm feeling good
honest.
Too because Carolina was.
You betcha.
Carolina was definitely going to trade for Watson, and instead they have Sam Darnold now. So we're all winners.
Hey, put
here.
The Texans on 0-17. Watch.
That bad.
Dude, what do they get? Like, what do they have?
Not going to win maybe one against Jacksonville? Like, maybe.
Honestly, though, what do they have?
They got, what, seven running backs right now? Don't they have, like, a whole party of running backs right now?
They have seven running backs.
Let's just run the hell out of the ball.
They have seven running backs.
Bring the Wildcat
a good tackle and one decent middle linebacker, and that's just all they have.
Oh, goodness.
This offseason, I think they just tried to sign the 23rd best player from every team in the NFL.
That was another question. Like, why draft a quarterback when you have all these different needs? Like, just throw Tyrod Taylor out there, man. You're going to be terrible one way or another.
They're scared. But hour one is in the books. Hour two's on deck. We'll kick it off with headlines and probably switch gears from all the NFL talk next hour. But stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
We know everyone has some pent-up aggression that needs to be released, and we've got just the perfect way for you to do it.